Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, if you missed our number one, some of the big moments of the non-impeachment of Donald J. Trump this week, we'd encourage you to go back and get the podcast. By the way, more of you are than ever before. This hour, the Ladies Lounge, featuring Rachel Compost Duffy, will be joining us here momentarily. But a word about that podcast thing. Literally, this last, I don't know, 6-7 weeks, more and more and more of you. I don't know if it's because a lot of you that get the weekend show aren't able to access the daily show in a local market. We're on a lot of Salem stations and ABC News and Fox News stations and stuff on Saturday night that don't pick up the daily show. But, friends, every single day this week, There were major breaking news headlines that we were able to get into the daily edition of Kevin McCullough Radio. And we just saw the podcast sample rate just go off the charts. So somebody's tuning in for that. You're looking for that specific angle that, you know, you're not getting everywhere else. You want to get what you can that's, you know, to be true. So we're thankful that we can provide that for you. Just go to SoundCloud.com or iTunes and just search for Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio or Kevin McCullough. I think any of those combinations will get you where you need to go. Now, what we'd like to do in the second hour of every Saturday night, since we've rebranded everything Radio Night Live, is to feature what we call the Ladies Lounge. And it's where we allow the brilliant voices of women in media, sometimes the ones that I think need to be amplified a little bit more than what they're getting, to come and to do just that. Now, tonight's guest, we're honored to have her because she's not someone who's never not had her voice amplified. She started out on MTV's The Real World, and then she married a man who eventually became a congressman. They've had 5 kids. He's giving up his congressional seat this term, and in the process of doing so, he is going to they will go on to other priorities as their family. But in the Ladies Lounge tonight, Rachel Campos Duffy is her name, and very eager to chat with her. And Rachel, when we get to see each other a lot at Fox, you're often on the outnumbered couch just before I come in and outnumbered overtime, and we've had a lot of interesting conversations about what's going on in the world today, particularly in the media circus. But you have introduced now a piece of content that could engage every family listening, every family represented here, in a pretty remarkable way. You're the author of the new children's book, Paloma. Wants to be Lady Freedom, and it's just a real honor to have you on this microphone, this side, not in the Fox always, but on this microphone, here with Kevin McCullough. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Kevin. It's a real honor to be on the show.
And best wishes on your husband's decision to do what he needs to do in the days to come as well. Of course, that's recent news that he is not returning to Congress, but thanks for his fine service for all these years as well.
Thank you. You know, I'm really proud of what he's done. And I tell him, if I didn't know that over the last 8 years, the Republicans, along with the president, I believe, have at least for now saved American capitalism, I wouldn't feel good about him leaving. But I do think they've accomplished a lot in terms of religious liberty, in terms of our economy, capitalism, life issues, or two Planned Parenthood clinics that closed just this week in Ohio. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff that they've done, and I'm really proud of the service.
Yeah, no, he's been a stellar example of what we want public servants to be, and just express thanks to him on our behalf. Hey, you're also, and I don't know that a lot of the viewers know this, unless they subscribe to Fox Nation, maybe they've got a little bit more of this and what you're doing there with the specialty programs, but you're also a mom of 9 children. Now, I'm sitting here going, hey, you know, we had 3. We did pretty good. Yeah, no, forget that. She's taking motherhood to a whole new level. What do you like best about being a mom of a family that big?
Well, you're a novice, Kevin. You've got a lot of catching up to do here with us. listen, it's crazy being in a big family. It's got its challenges. It's got its benefits. It's funny. Yesterday, I just did The View. I ran into Meghan McCain and Abby Huntsman, both daughters from big, very large families. It was interesting talking to Meghan McCain, actually both of them, but Meghan mentioned how lucky she felt, you know, when her father passed away, that she had so many siblings to share not just the grief with, but so many things that go along with, you know, dealing with funerals and all the things that happened, and just how they all came together and that support. And she said, I never felt more grateful for coming from a big family than I did around that time period. And I don't know why it just touched me so much, because, you know, it has been a tough decision for us. I do feel like, you know, in some ways our busy lives, having so many kids, having such a busy career, myself and my husband, I do feel like there's some things that we've missed out on. And we just kind of got to the point where we were just kind of sick of missing out on that, some of that stuff. And in any case, you know, I do believe in citizen legislator. I love the idea that we have here in America that, you know, it started with George Washington, that, you know, you go, you serve, and then you go back to your farm or your house or your business, and you let some fresh blood come through, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with Rachel Campos-Dovey, who you probably watch on the Fox News Channel. She is a regular contributor on many different shows. I think probably where I see you most, Rachel, in person and on TV, is probably the Outnumbered outlet, but they have you on other stuff as well, and always appreciate the common sense kind of angle that you bring to the discussion. Her new book is called Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. We're going to talk about that in a second, but I want to ask you a little bit about the industry that we're in, because as I mentioned, your kind of initial exposure publicly was through a very different kind of company than the Fox News Channel. I'm just curious, having seen TV do what TV has done over the last number of years, and now how it's being delivered, because you're part of Fox Nation, which is an all-digital domain that Fox has going on as well. What are your thoughts about what media is doing these days, and how it has maybe a little bit different of a place in America's psyche than it did when you first broke in?
Well, some things are the same in that, you know, whether it's MTV or reality TV, I think pop culture is still very important. I think it has a lot to do with the success that Donald Trump has had. I think it has a lot to do with the fear and the anger that the left has towards him. He is a creature of pop culture, and I think as conservatives, we make a mistake when we think we can play outside of the culture exclusively. We need to be in the culture. Culture leads politics. Politics always follows what's already happening in the culture. So I always, you know, even yesterday when I did The View, I got a lot of social media critics out there. How could you go on that show? I'm never going to watch you on Fox again because you sat next to Joy Behar. And they don't understand that there's a lot of independent-minded, non-political, apolitical women in particular, suburban women we need to win, that have this very false idea of what a conservative looks like based on what people like Joy Behar say. So when you go into those forums and you present well and as a normal person, as most of us conservatives are, You really do a lot towards dispelling the narrative and the portrayals that the left wants to make of those of us who are conservative. So that part hasn't changed. That part we're actually doing well, believe it or not, through Donald Trump, who insists on being in every single, you know, spat and argument or controversy that's happening in pop culture.
Yeah. No, I
change at... Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, as being a man of faith myself, there's kind of another layer of this that I also think of, and I've often said for a long time that if you can tell me how a person views God, that I can tell you a lot about their politics, and if you tell me about someone's politics, I can tell you a lot about how they view God, and it's really simple. What culture has done by defining who and what God is allowed to be in people's lives tells me everything I need to know about what they believe about things like personal moral obligations, personal responsibility, risk reward, effort, achievement, etc. Those always are seen as, like, you know, fiscal ideas, and, you know, it's all about the dollars and what's produced. But actually, capitalism came from a very moral construct that was, if you don't provide for yourself, you should not expect other people to provide for you. And when we say that now, in this current culture, people are like, I can't believe you could be so mean and harsh. But that's just reality. If you were a farmer and you didn't sow a field, you wouldn't have anything to eat when the bad season came. And I don't think it's confusing, but I do think you're onto something that's very important, and that is we need to have every evangelistic, if you will, not used in a theological sense, but in an activism sense. Rachel, stay with us. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you.
Speaking with Rachel Campos Duffy, and the book is called Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. Rachel, let's talk about this. First of all, a lot of people that, you know, land a gig on Fox eventually write a book. I know because most of the publishers have sent them to me asking me if I'd interview you guys. But why a kid's book? And why this book in particular?
Again, it goes back to culture. As a mom, I'm just not any mom that likes kids' books. I actually studied children's literature a little bit when I was in college. I tried to take as many classes as I could. I'm always been fascinated. If you walk into my home, I have a whole library section in my study just towards children's books. And the reason is, children are our future. They're very impressionable. They're very formidable. And the ideas and the literature and the values we instill in very young ages will, you know, impact them and nourish them as they move forward. So literature is very important. Again, the left knows this. And one of the most unnoticed fronts where the left has made an impact and we don't even know it is in children's literature. There are gatekeepers to children's literature. My book is published at a conservative press, not because I wanted it to be, but because even though there's nothing controversial in the book, and I encourage people to look and I dare you to find something controversial about the book, it could not be published at a mainstream publishing company, because the ideas are so unabashedly patriotic, love of America, and they're not pushing that. Right now, if you go to Barnes & Noble, if you go on Amazon, if you look at the Scholastic paper that gets into your kid's backpack for them to order books, you will see that there are gatekeepers in children's literature. They are woke. They are progressive. They are trying to influence and impact on the next generation through children's literature. It is all about diversity. Some of it is actually very, I think, dangerous. Most of it, though, is just very progressive, and it's obsessed with diversity and identity politics.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we live in this culture that's complaining about how polemic everything is and divisive. And I thought, I want to write a book about not what makes us different, because I don't think diversity is what makes Americans great. I want to write about what unites us as Americans. That's what makes America great.
Yeah.
And those are our love of freedom, the American dream, you know, our history. And this book has all of those elements in it.
Well, it's I've been paging through it as we've been talking, and I know that my little 4-year-old daughter is just going to love this because, again, in our household, kids' books are really, really important. I don't know who your favorite modern-day children's authors are, but you've got to, in that collection, have some of the classics. What are your top 3 or 4 classic children's books, Rachel Campos Duffy?
Well, the book that has been bought the most, because it just gets destroyed the most, because it gets read the most, or the dog bites it because it's lying around, is The Big Red Barn.
Okay.
Yeah. I love the Big Red Barn, and I think it's just a classic. But you know, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah.
Beautiful books. I'm obsessed with Nancy Drew because I grew up on Nancy Drew. I think Nancy Drew is like one of the greatest role models for girls. I think it's very underappreciated.
I very much agree.
There's so
yeah.
many out there. Yeah, I think there's so many out there, and again, you know, with my book, it's inspired by my daughter Paloma, who had her first trip to D.C. when her dad was elected to Congress, and she fell in love with the statue on the top of the Capitol, which is Lady Freedom.
Yeah.
And my mother happens to also have been an immigrant, so I wrote a story loosely based on Paloma, and all of my mom is an immigrant. And I wrote a story about a little girl whose daddy wants to take his family to the U.S. Capitol to celebrate having just become an American citizen. And little Paloma doesn't want to go, doesn't understand why it's such a big deal to become an American, but she gets lost inside the U.S. Capitol. And it is during that adventure that she learns about America, learns about Lady Freedom, learns about some history that goes on in there, and actually comes out appreciating why we're so blessed and lucky to be American. And so this book is, you know, there's if you care about the conflation of illegal and legal immigration, there's a little touch of that. There's American history, there's patriotism, there is diversity. She's a little Hispanic girl, but it's all in the context of being an American, because ultimately that's what we are first.
Well, and my colleague who does the morning show here at the station that I'm afternoon drive at in New York, a fellow by the name of Joe Piscopo, who knows a thing or two about pop culture in his day as well,
always says
in the mornings, he says regularly that, and he's going to probably charge me for like quoting him now, but he says regularly that, and I think he's right, that the if you look very carefully to try to find a left of center presidential candidate in this cycle right now who loudly and proudly loves America, you can't find him. You're told from Beto that we're racist, and that everything that's good that's happened here is because of our racism. And from everybody else, from Bernie to Elizabeth, it's all about what something's not done for you and how we're going to give it to you for free. And there's no one that that is unabashedly saying, I love America. I love America. And you know who does love America? Donald J. Trump. And he's willing to fight.
Yeah.
He's willing to get mean sometimes about it on Twitter if necessary. But he's willing to fight like mad for the country that he loves. And we are going to rue the day when we let our kids get away from understanding the incredible legacy that's been left for them and the incredible responsibility that they have in stewarding it and protecting it in the years to come. And that's up to us, Rachel. That's up to you and me as parents. That's up to this generation of educators. That's up to the people that you know have charge of those young minds that we're given access to when they're kids. We've got to do a better job. And your book definitely does that. Friends, I want you to get a copy of this, but not just one copy. Buy one for every kid you know. You've got birthday parties this fall. School's back in session. You're going to have the holidays coming up. Buy a whole stack of them. Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. It's beautifully illustrated by Richard Johnson, and it's written by Rachel Campos Duffy, who you see on the Fox News Channel. And if you just look at the picture on the back of the book, you'd say, there's no way that girl's had 9 kids. No way. That's not happened. Just not happened. Anyway, Rachel, it's always a pleasure to get to chat with you in person, but it's fun having you on the show today. And thanks for doing what you're doing to help get the message out there that America is worth protecting, defending, and advancing.
Thank you. It's not going to happen through the White House or Congress. It's going to start in our homes. So thanks so much for having me here today, Kevin.
Couldn't agree more. And what a sweetheart. Again, Rachel Campos Duffy's book, Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. And I love the fact. So shortly after this book came out, I was reading in a news report that their daughter, that the book is based upon, had actually seen Ilhan Omar when she had come to the Capitol. So the daughter was at the Capitol. I think they were helping dad say goodbye to everybody. And Ilhan Omar was passing by, and the daughter asked, could we take a picture with her? And Ilhan Omar was like blown away. She's like, because she knows who Sean Duffy is and how he's opposed her in the House. And she said, is it okay? And Rachel turned to her and she said, well, yeah. She goes, well, I didn't think you would want her to. And Rachel said, why not? We conservatives are very tolerant people. And Ilhan Omar got mad. She said, you shouldn't be tolerant. You should be accepting.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
For the first time, the impeachment inquiry has reached directly into the White House as Democrats subpoenaed officials about contacts with Ukraine and President Trump signaling his administration would not cooperate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says an impeachment is not a time to rejoice, and the business of Congress is to uphold the law.
Not any of us came to Congress to impeach a president. This is very sad time for our country. It's a very somber time for our country.
The New York Times reports a second whistleblower may come forward. Reporter Michael Schmidt on MSNBC.
This is a person that has more intimate knowledge, is closer to the actual, you know, complaint, what the issue is at the center of the complaint, than the complainant.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys,
All right, live shot of New York City Times Square, the TKTS booth, a famous place if you're trying to get cheap tickets for Broadway shows, which is the only way to watch them. You'll pay full price. Gavin McCullough, glad you're with us. Good, fun time getting to have Rachel Campos Duffy with us on. And if you haven't gotten her book, Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom, it is beautifully illustrated, and I hope that you will consider it as a gift for a small one, a wee one, in your home. We can't start too early teaching some of these important values, and the way this is laid out, you will just be blown away and so appreciative of the care and the time and the sensitivity that Rachel applied to it. Now, I know that some of you are going to be upset that I even bring up this next story. Some of you are already offended and you're planning on writing me an email and you don't even know what I've said yet. But that's fine. But some of you are also going to be somewhat glad that I went ahead and ran with it. What I'm about to talk to you about is a story that is actually fairly simple. There's this really wackadoodle group in America called the Lyndon LaRouche Society. And these guys have been about trying to get this guy, Lyndon LaRouche's ideas, out into the mainstream of America ever since before I was born. And even in the area where I live, not far from here, in kind of a main downtown eatery, just outside, there's a park. And in that park, almost every Sunday, like clockwork, you can bet if the sun is shining that four people that belong to the Lyndon LaRouche Society will be standing out there holding a big yellow banner. Looks like it's made out of flannel. And on the flannel, it'll say something very, very witty, like war kills. And they stand behind it, and they point to it, and they're there for however long. And if you go so far as to try to engage them, what are you protesting? I'm not even sure. Like, depending on how much ganja has been consumed in the last little bit before passing by, I'm being somewhat facetious. I don't think they're really into drug use. They seem too old. But here's the thing. They stand there, and then they argue with you about whatever it is that you're... And there's nothing winsome about what they've put forward, and there's no bankable ideas that they back that have done anything good for society. They love this guy, Lyndon LaRouche. They have adopted his way of thinking and life and so forth. This group, the Lyndon LaRouche Society, is the one, their political action committee, is the one who sent an undercover operative into the political arena to basically challenge Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez at a political rally this week. I'm gonna let you hear a little bit of what happens here when the undercover Lyndon LaRouche nut job goes on offense with AOC. Take a look at this.
May you raise your hands, please?
But we're not going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel is not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're a pollutant. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you really support the nuclear deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies. I'm just very serious. Please give a response.
Thank you.
Now listen to her response.
Okay.
No, we'll go ahead. No. Yeah, no. Thank you. So I think... Yeah, no, so one of the things that's very important to us is that we need to treat the climate crisis with the urgency that it does present. Luckily, we have more than a few months. We do need to hit net zero in several years. But I think we all need to understand that there are a lot of solutions that we have and that we can pursue, and that if we act in a positive way, there's space for hope. We are never beyond hope. Okay.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. And then she gets applauded. Okay, stop the tape. That really did happen in a Corona library just this last week. Take your calls and some more thoughts on it next.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
KMC. All right. right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Before we went to the break, I played for you in preview something that happened at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Corona Public Library Queens gathering this week, as the congressional representatives are all back in the district. They're all back home. The year is going to end out here in a couple of weeks, but they all have this little 2-week mini break. Supposedly, it's supposed to be used to go back and push and sell impeachment to the masses. I don't think that it's going very well, because it doesn't seem like that's what they're able to talk about. But for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she definitely wasn't able to get to it in this more than a minute tirade by this Lyndon LaRouche supporter. Take a listen.
I'm not going to be here for much long because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel is not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor.
All right, we lost the feed there. But she goes on to say the Swedish professor said that if we bomb Russia, we won't get rid of enough people, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the reason I really wanted you to have the context of that is because when the whole room feels rather vomitlessly uncomfortable, I mean, like they're eating babies. Like, how would you not control? I could not control my gag reflex if I actually thought of somebody doing that. But this whole room starts to feel a little bit woozy, and they finally realize maybe we shouldn't let this lady keep talking so much. And so Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez finally has a chance to respond. And when she actually does respond, she doesn't exactly respond the way I would have thought she would have responded. Let's try listening to just pick it up from where it is.
Great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies. And this is very serious. Please give a response.
Thank you. We'll go ahead.
So she thanks her.
Okay.
Now listen to this.
No, we'll go ahead. No.
Trying not to be mean.
So I think, so one of the things that's very important to us is that we need to treat the climate crisis with the urgency that it does present. Luckily, we have more than a few months. We do need to hit net zero in several years. But I think we all need to understand that there are a lot of solutions that we have and that we can pursue, and that if we act in a positive way, there's space for hope. We are never beyond hope. Okay.
All right, so here's what I don't understand. And 888-340-3373, that's a bunch of gobbledygook. Well, we've got lots of opinions and options and hope and everything. Look, part of the reason that some people feel the way that Lyndon LaRouche plant was pretending to be, or maybe she really does feel it. The thing about the LaRouche people, you can't tell if it's real or if it's put on, because they're just weird. But the fact that she does not, at any point in time, in that rambling response to that, say, right, we don't eat babies. I hear what you're saying, and maybe that one scientist said, you know, we eat the dead, but we don't do that in the U.S. We're not going to eat the babies. Now, I've talked to some people about why do you think Ocasio-Cortez, because she says, well, we have lots of options, we have longer than just a few months, which is different than what she was saying on the stage a few months ago, because she was telling everybody, if we don't do something about this, the whole planet's going to end in 12 years. But she doesn't at all condemn what the lady is saying. And I'm just curious if people actually believed that she didn't necessarily disagree. Like, eating the babies should be fairly easy to come out and say, you know what, guys, I know that I've spoken very harsh and dramatically about the impact of global warming, But if the difference is let the planet die or eat our children, I'm going to let the planet die. At least we all go together. And I didn't murder them and then digest them. Like, there's a certain degree of moral clarity that even in that should have been, she should have been able to say, no, ma'am, I'm not going to ever eat children to save the planet. I'm being fairly facetious here because I'm not sure that anybody on planet Earth believes that you need to eat children to save the planet. But it is interesting how she had no problem not condemning that. And then when you think of another big-time thing that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has benefited from, which is the killing of babies. Now, honestly, what's the big difference between killing babies and eating them? Well, in reality, I just don't think eating human flesh would ever be something that anybody should be into. But here's the issue. If you are desensitized to say that killing them by the millions per year is not that big of a deal, eating them so that they don't pollute and you pollute less is only a small stepping stone from killing mass numbers of them. They're not exactly alike, but they aren't far apart. And considering that AOC gets an enormous amount of campaign money from the abortionists in America, vis-a-vis the National Abortion Federation, the National Organization for Women, Planned Parenthood, all the groups that support the killing of the babies by the millions, considering that she is so dependent upon their campaign funding to help get elected and re-elected, maybe she honestly did feel like she couldn't go very far in disputing that woman's insanity because it might jeopardize some standing that she has with those groups. 888-340-3373 if you have any thoughts on that. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We've got one segment left. I'll take your calls if we have any, and when we come back, there is one last piece of video and audio I want you to hear. It took place in the White House yesterday, and it's pretty incredible. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. You miss any part of tonight's show, get the podcast at iTunes or SoundCloud.com. You can simply search for Kevin McCullough or KMC Radio. We are proud to offer it to you. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KATE.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. On Friday, the president welcomed a very interesting group of people to the White House for the second or third year in a row. It was the Black Leadership Summit of 2019 put on by the organization that Charlie Kurt and Candace Owens head up. And I wanted you to see the climax of the events is to have the president come and speak to the kids directly. These are all African-American inner-city kids that have come to the White House. Listen to how they receive him. Listen to what he says and see what happens. Just take a look.
This is a group. So I've been doing this for a long time. That is the loudest I've ever heard anything.
These are all African-American kids.
Unbelievable. Well, I want to thank you all, and I have a lot of friends. And this is a place, 1799. It was built 1799. Started off with number 6, John Adams, president. And so it's a long time. It's the White House, and we love it. And it's an honor to have you. But you really did. You broke the sound barrier. I've never heard that. I've never heard it quite like that, and I appreciate it. We love you. We love you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm honored to welcome everybody and these incredibly talented and unbelievable, patriotic young American leaders. You're going to be the leader somebody I would be almost willing to bet, maybe even willing to bet, somebody in that audience right here, right in front of me, is going to be standing here someday. I think so. You've got a good shot. You're going to have a good shot. You've done incredible work to get to this position, and I have tremendous respect for it. We're glad to be joined.
Okay, that's all I needed to. He goes on and thanks everybody else that's in attendance. But, friends, I just wanted you to hear the profound appreciation, genuine appreciation, that these young African-Americans that are all in leadership positions and they're on their high school campuses, on their college campuses, they are all preparing to go into the public service arena and to try to make a difference, to try to impact their life in some way, to see how they respond to this disruptive president who has had nothing but dogs biting at his heels every single day he's been in office. And while they have been doing so, he's fixed the economy and grown jobs and wages, helped secure our nation in ways that we weren't secure before in terms of international terrorism and fighting the bad guys. He's told our allies that they can depend on us again. He moved the capital in Israel to where the capital should be in Israel. He has done so much in keeping 87 of his 120-something promises that he made in his campaign, when no other presidents in my lifetime kept more than 2 or 3 in their first term. It's a remarkable thing to see an entire room full of hundreds of African-American young people who have been told by the media every day of their life that this man is racist and that he hates them, to see the exact opposite actually be true for their eyes. And friends, when that kind of video gets out, you can't help but understand that those lies are being peeled back one at a time. And it's long overdue. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next week. Thanks for being here.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I've got tons of information.